This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Foreign ministers from the G7 group of nations Wednesday condemned Monday's coup in Myanmar. The foreign ministers of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United States said in a statement, quote, "We are deeply concerned by the detention of political leaders and civil society activists," end quote. Authorities in Myanmar have filed charges against detained leader Aung San Suu Kyi for violating import-export laws. A press officer for her National League for Democracy Party said Wednesday she was ordered to be held for 2 weeks. Myanmar's new leader said the military government plans an investigation into alleged fraud in last year's elections and will prioritize the COVID-19 outbreak and the economy. Russian police detained more than 900 people at protest Tuesday that supported Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, who was sentenced by a court to spend more than 2.5 years in prison. After the sentencing, Navalny's allies called for protest in the center of Moscow. Navalny's lawyer said the anti-corruption blogger would actually serve 2 years and 8 months in jail because of time already spent under house arrest. They are to appeal the sentence. The United States, Britain, Germany, and the European Union have all urged Moscow to immediately free Navalny. Nearly a third of people held by the Afghan authorities for suspected security and terrorism-related offenses are subject to torture or mistreatment in detention centers, a United Nations report said Wednesday. The report concluded the percentage of detainees who had been tortured had fallen slightly over the 15 months to March 2020, but remained, quote, alarming, end quote. The UN mission to Afghanistan and the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights jointly released the report. The Afghan government did not